I think not only being a leader by example, being a vocal leader, getting in people's face, and also just, you know, taking care of, watching out for people, you know, on and off the field. If somebody's in a bad situation, help them out.
Can I ask you a lot about their captainship?
Not much. It's mentioned and they like it, but I don't think it's one of the main points of focus.
What linebacker spot do you enjoy or do you play?
I can play them all, but I like to play middle linebacker the best. I don't know. I think that my last 2 years at college, I've played pretty well there, so I probably will start out there at least.
In a 4-3, that's what you want to play in?
It doesn't matter what I play in.
You take greater pride in being a two-time All-Big Ten or a four-time academic
All-Big Ten? You know, academics are important, but I think I'd be false to say it'd be false for me to say that it'd be more important for the academics. It was always important, but I always strived to be the best I could be at football, and that was the most important to me. I have not talked to the Patriots yet, but hopefully I'll get in touch with them. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a little bit different than a 4-3 because there's no true middle linebacker, and the outside linebackers are a little different. But football's football when you get down to it. I really think if I got in camp and just had a week or two to learn the schemes, I'd be good to go. I mean, it's on the up and up, really. I mean, this is kind of a big turning point year. Got to the Rose Bowl, and, you know, he's just brought in class after class now. And now he's kind of got it rolling. And yeah, I only see success for Illinois down the road.
Did you see that once he got there?
Yeah, you know, we saw he brought in talent right away. And then he started to change our culture and our mindset at Illinois. And pretty soon we started winning.
Did Ohio State bring out the best of
you? Well, I think so. I think they did. You know, I think you have to rise to the occasion and play the number one team in the country. Yeah, you know, I think I'm a good leader. I bring a lot of passion to the game. Sound tackler, play a lot on instincts. I'm fun to watch.
Would you, because you mentioned, and I just got here when you were talking about your ankle injury. Was that an injury that you suffered in the Rose Bowl?
Yes, sir.
And you had surgery?
Yes.
Will you be able, so you're not working out here?
Not going to work out as far as running goes.
But you'll do lifting?
Lifting stuff, yeah.
Will you be able to do that stuff at your pro day?
Probably not my pro day, because my pro day is actually pretty soon after the combine. It's actually March 12th, so it's only about 2 weeks after the combine, so I won't be able to do that either.
Well, are you going to schedule something then?
Well, I won't be able to go full speed till late April, and that's just kind of, you know, how the chips fell, and you know, I have to deal with that.
Do you have your degree?
Yeah, I actually have my undergrad degree. I got that in 2006, and I got my master's degree in 2007.
Yeah, well, in what?
Human resource education for my master's. My undergrad was in speech communication.
You have a master's degree?
That's right. Try to get the most out of my scholarship, you know.
I guess so. So when are you going to go for the PhD?
Well, you know, actually, I got an award, the Draddy Award, that helped me give me some extra money to go on for postgraduate stuff. So I might go into it, but not anytime soon. I'm going to give football a shot.
Well, Draddy, that's kind of the academic high school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is.
But you said a couple minutes ago that despite all the academic stuff, football was more important to you.
I'd have to say so, and some people disagree with me with that, but, you know, academics is just something I did it.
In your spare time?
No, not in my spare time, but I did it because I knew I had to do it, and I knew it was important. Did I love studying all the time? No, I love playing football. It's part of my, it's what I do for my living, so.
There can't be too many players that have been at the combine that already have their master's.
Yeah, you know, so people get on me about saying that, but I just say, look at the results.
What did they do to you?
Really, long and short of it is that, you know, I got my ankle hit. It was bruised in such a manner that they had to go in there and take the bruised part of the bone out, as the bone is a little bit bruised, so they shaved that part of the bone off and also scoped my ankle. It's not a serious surgery, but it's going to keep me out for 2 or 3 months.
What ankle is it?
My left ankle.
And do you think that will affect your draft status? The teams, I don't know how many teams.
Well, I've been telling teams, don't hold that against me that I can't run for you. And I caught a bad break at a bad time, but no injury is good time. If it happens in the first game of the season, it's an awful time. So I just said, you know, don't hold that against me just because I can't run. I'll give you everything. All I need is one chance.
What was your height and weight today?
6'1¾", 245 pounds.
And who's your agent?
Rick Smith.
Do
Jay, is there any game or two that you think if you had a team, ideal game to watch, a team to watch you on film, any that come to mind?
Probably the Ohio State game, just because it's against great competition. And we played well against a very dynamic offense. We good?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Is somebody? All right. Good.